Blog Talk Radio.
And it is a great morning, a good, wonderful, awesome day that the Lord has made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. Okay, today we are going to talk about faith that goes the distance. I believe, therefore I receive. I said faith that goes the distance. I titled this because I thought about things that we go through in life and in our journey and our walk with the Lord every day. Every second, every minute, every hour, it takes our faith to believe and trust God and stand on the word of God because of the circumstances and situations and the oppositions that we're faced with daily. We have to stand on the word of God because the enemy don't care about your car, your house, your money. All he wants is to rob you of your joy. All he wants is to rob you of that faith. To make it seem like God is not a God that cannot lie, when we know that he is a God that he cannot lie. So he wants to steal your joy. He wants to steal that faith. He wants to make you talk with your mouth and say that you trust God, you believe God, and you quote the scriptures, but just don't believe it. Just don't walk by faith. Walk by your feelings. Walk by how it looks. Walk by how it sounds. But the devil is a liar. Today, we're going to tear his kingdom down because we're going to believe and we're going to walk in faith that goes the distance because it is time out for just talking, but we got to walk the walk that we talk. Hallelujah. Distance means to endure or ordeal, to endure and ordeal. No matter what circumstance you're in, no matter what situation we are in, we have to go the distance. We have to endure. We will have to endure the test of our trials. We will have to endure the circumstances, hallelujah. Endure means to last out. We may be hanging on by a string, but if you got the tie knot in that string, tie knot in that string and hold on because we will endure. So we're going to have let our faith go to the distance, hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3 reads, remember it without ceasing, your work of faith, and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. When it says this, it said, remember without ceasing. Ceasing means to stop, to bring to an end. We're not going to bring our faith to an end. Our faith is from everlasting to everlasting. We're going to believe and trust God no matter what we're going through. I know sometimes we're dealing with some situations, and sometimes God will allow us to get put in situations and circumstances, and our faith will be tested. And we may have been talking all this talk. We may have been preaching the gospel to other people, telling them how good God is, telling them this, telling them God will do this and God will do that. But then we'll get put in a situation to where some very words that you have spoken to someone else, you will then see yourself. Do you really believe and do you really have the faith, hallelujah, to no matter what this situation is, that you're going to trust God? I'm going to stop right here and I'm going to give a little testimony because my faith was tested. Hello, it's good to have you online. Good morning. So I'm going to give you a testimony of my faith being tested. So one morning, it's good for you to be online. Glad to have you. But I remember years ago, in 2001, when I was going through a situation and a circumstance, I had been saved for some years, maybe 3 to 4 years. And I remember getting married and getting pregnant and just enjoying it and being happy and awesome and just joyful. And I remember the enemy came in like a flood, and I began to go, I'm going to take the testimony a little faster because I ain't got time to go all through all the details, but I remember going to the hospital room and bleeding and lost so much blood to where the doctor thought I was going to have a blood transfusion, lost activities in my limb, lost my sight. But God came in. I laid on that hospital bed. I couldn't talk. Hallelujah. But in my heart, I said, God, Lord, tears streaming down my eyes. Couldn't even move my mouth because my muscles were just so relaxed, so just dead. And I said, Lord, I'm not having having a blood transfusion. I believe you, God. I trust in you. I know you are my healer. I'm not having a blood transfusion. This is what I said in my heart. Hallelujah. So I had to use my faith that go to distance. So, and all of that to say that God came in and he healed me. He delivered me. And I did not have to have a blood transfusion. The bleeding stopped. My eyesight came back. Activities of my limbs came back. Thank you, Jesus. So I had to really take my faith to the distance. See, we can preach and talk and we can scream and yell and we can holler and we can run all around the church and we can tell about God's goodness and he is good. He's indescribable. But then our faith is going to be tested. We're going to be put in circumstances to see if you can back up what you're preaching, because the enemy's not going to allow us to just go out here in this world that we live in and they want to take Jesus Christ out of everything. I said Jesus Christ. See, I got to make it known. It's Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because you have a lot of people that's even in Spanish. You have Jesus. You have even the name of people calling themselves Jesus. The 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4 says there's going to be another Jesus, that there's another Jesus, there's another gospel. So I got to make this thing plain so the devil knows who I'm talking about. There's power in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There's healing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So I remember going through that and then going through a whole lot of stuff and the enemy fighting my mind with you running around. You're talking Jesus this, you're talking God that. What he done? He taking everything from you. You ain't got nothing. You're miserable. You're this, you're that. I said, you're alive, devil. Hallelujah. I'm not miserable because the joy of the Lord is my strength. See, we can't walk in our feelings. See, if the enemy can get you to walk in what it looks like, if he can get you as a saint of God to go and be religious and talk about Jesus, talk about God, but you ain't sacrificing your body. You ain't sacrificing nothing unto him. You just talking the talk. But do you have that faith that's going to go the distance that says, for God I live and for God I die? Lord God, no matter who like it and who don't, no matter if they kill, they can kill the body, but they can't kill the soul. So faith goes to this is to endure. I'm going to endure this, God. You chose me before the foundation of the world, before I was formed in my mother's womb. So I'm going to endure. I'm going to have that faith that go to distance. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. If I have to praise and lift up my hands with tears flowing out of my eyes, hallelujah, I'm going to take that faith that go to distance, because I'm going to stand on the word of God. God just said, you'll never leave me nor forsake me. I don't care if it feels like you ain't there. I know you're there because you live on the inside of me. You are a God. You cannot lie. Lord God, no matter what it looks like, no matter who turned their back on me, no matter who don't speak to me, no matter who invite me, hallelujah, to be a part of their quote, church, or they click or speak at an engagement. God, I just want to be real before you. Lord, I just want to be a servant unto you. I want to serve you, God. I want to serve the people that you have placed in my life. I want my faith to go the distance. I want to be able to endure to the end. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Faith that goes the distance. I believe. Do you really believe what you're saying, people of God? Because if you believe, there is nothing left then for you to receive. But how many of you all know that a lot of times we talking and saying things and we looking around and it ain't nothing changed. Hallelujah. Our circumstances are still the same. We have to understand God is not going to come down here and do nothing for you or for me when he has given us everything we need. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I don't see it, but if he said it, I believe it. So then why do we just sit around, we accept it? You know, I was talking with a person, and they were saying, you know, things happen in their life and or to their child, and they said, I just accept it that this is the way it's going to be. See, I can't be around nobody that talk like that. See, I made Yusuf would talk like that. That was before I came in to know the Lord, to know what the word of God says. I'm not going to accept it. So that's why I look at even things going on in my body. No, I'm not going to accept it, because his word said over 2,000 years ago, by his stripes I'm healed. You are legally trespassing sickness Hallelujah. I stand on the word of God. So if there be any sickness, any disease in my body, around my body, you got to get out. You got to go. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So we have to stand up and take that faith to distance. I don't care what it feels like. I don't care what the doctor report says. Yeah, I see the doctor report, but I also see the report of the Lord. Oh, glory be to God. And I choose to believe the report of the Lord. So then I see your report, doctor. So now I know what I need to go shut myself off in my prayer room, hallelujah. And I need to lift up my hands, and I need to go before my God, and I need to pray, and I need to stand up, I need to talk to God. I just said, Lord, your word said, by your stripes I was healed. God, I am your daughter, hallelujah. You made this temple, hallelujah. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. You said that I am healed, God. You took those stripes and those beatings for my healing, hallelujah. That is a benefit, hallelujah. I have been engrafted into the kingdom of God, hallelujah. Glory to God. So I receive everything that your word said, God. I rebuke sickness. I rebuke disease, hallelujah. I bind and rebuke the spirit of cancer in a generational bloodline, hallelujah. I don't care if cancer in the generational bloodline is stopped here. I curse it from the root in the name of Jesus. I don't accept it. Hallelujah. We got to stop accepting what the enemy brings to your home. Your marriage is going through. I don't accept this, devil. I got authority. I got power. I'm going to anoint. I'm going to pray. I'm going to bind. I'm going to loose. And you're going to get out of our marriage. You're going to get out of my family. You're going to get out of my children. This is one family you cannot have. We will not accept this. Hallelujah. Because we have been given power and authority. We need to walk in faith that goes the distance. God has called us out of our comfort zone this morning. Hallelujah. As I began to pray, and as I began to seek the face of God for the people of God and for a word today, I'm tired of this. It's enough of the preaching, entertainment. No, it's time for us to stand up and be about what God called us to be about. It's time for us to walk the walk that we've been talking, hallelujah. It's time for us to walk in power. It's time for us to walk in anointing. No, I will not accept this. Hallelujah. Jude chapter 3 says, beloved, when I give all diligence to write unto you the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith, which was once delivered unto the saints. Contend. The book of Jude tells us to contend. Contend means to fight, maintain. I got to fight for this faith. I'm not going to just give this up. I'm not just going to allow the enemy to come up in here and throw some things at me, and then here I am come out to straddling the fence. Ain't no such thing as straddling the fence, hallelujah. You're either in or you're out, hallelujah. It ain't no such thing. We should start loving what God loves and hating what God hates. You don't have to try to beg people. When people are really saved and sold out to the Lord, you don't have to beg them, you don't have to pump them, you don't have to prime them. You can look at them and tell there's something different about their persona, their character, their talk. Hallelujah, glory to God. They don't try to justify their sin. They don't want no parts of it. They hate it. They know sin stinks in the nostrils of God. And when you have spiritual discernment, you smell the demons and you smell sin, and it's a putrefying smell, and you hate it. All you want to do is bind it up, loose it. You're sick and tired of it, and you want to just get rid of it. So you don't want to even be conformed to the things of this world. You have no appetite for the things of the world. But when you're not saved, when you're not born again, you're not going to have an appetite for the word of God, for the things of God, because it's going to be boring to you. It's not going to be beneficial to you. You're going to like a pig, like slop. It is what it is. You're not sin, you're going to stay in sin. Hallelujah, glory be to God. So it is what it is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's look at another. And I wrote this note down. You don't have to beg. All the power and the anointing and gifts and the fruit of the Spirit, God is God's Spirit, belongs to you. Be a partaker of it. Enjoy it. Enjoy the fruit of my strength. I'm not settling for this. Hallelujah. I'm not settling for this. It's time for the saints of God to get thirsty. Get thirsty for the things of God. You know, you think about the word thirsty. You look out in the world, you hear people say they thought. These women are thought now. Thirsty. They thirsty now. Thirsty for a man. Thirsty for attention. Thirsty for sex. Thirsty for acknowledgement. But let me tell you something. We need to get thirsty about the things of God. We need to get thirsty about being in his presence, getting clean and washed in the blood of the Lamb. We need to get thirsty about pressing, hallelujah, in the presence of God, walking in power and anointing and destroying every yoke in our town, in our community. Hallelujah. I know we got Thanksgiving coming up. We got Christmas coming up. People buying fixing Thanksgiving dinner, seeing people buying Christmas gifts and doing all this stuff. The best gift you could give to anybody would be to give them the gift of power and love. If they got a sickness in their body, think of the power if you walk up and say, do you want to be healed? Because my God is a healer. And lay hands on the sick and they recover. The best gift they could ever have is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. And then just remember this, people of God. Good work don't necessarily mean God work. A sinner can serve a Thanksgiving dinner. That don't make you holy. That don't make you born again. Whatever you do, when you're born again, you're just organically born. The love of God is organically grown out of you because you are born again. And you are of God. And God is love. You don't have to strive or put forth to do no effort. It's going to flow out of you. Hallelujah. You do what you do because you have a love for God and you have a love for his creation. Thank you, Jesus. Luke 18:27 says, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. It may be impossible to man. It may be impossible. It's impossible to you. Nobody can't fix you. Nobody can't change you. It's taking the blood of Jesus Christ. You couldn't even help yourself. You had to go through the blood of Jesus. You had to get cleansed and purged by the blood of the Lamb. And that's the same way everybody else is doing. All we got to do is plant the seed. All we got to do is plant the seed. And someone else will come along and water that seed. But it's God that gives the increase. You are not God and you are not the Holy Spirit. So you lift people up in prayer. You pray for people, hallelujah, glory be to God. You pray for yourself. You get a life consecrated in prayer. You get a life consecrated in fasting. Throw them pork chops down sometimes. Turn over that plate. Get before the Almighty God empty so that he can fill you up, hallelujah, with the power of the Holy Ghost and with the anointing, and cut everything unlike him out of you, glory to God, so that we can walk the faith that goes the distance. That goes to the distance means to what? To endure any ordeal, to endure. We need faith that is going to endure. The word of God says that we are saved, that if we endure to the end, we shall be saved. So don't quit. Don't stop. Don't give up. Don't turn back. Don't look around. Don't worry about what somebody else is doing and not doing. You walk the faith that goes the distance. You make up in your mind that I'm going to serve God with my all and all. I'm going to obey God with my all and all. I'm not going to look to the left, to the right, and look around the world what somebody else is doing. But I'm going to make sure that I'm in right line with God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, thank God for this word today. Our Lord, I bless your name. I give you all the praise. Thank you, Lord. You're worthy to be praised, Lord God. Do we have anybody that's online today that wants to say, that wants to ask a question or that wants to make a comment? You're more than welcome to. We have 10 minutes left. Anybody? Okay, if we don't have anybody that would like to say anything, go right ahead. We're going to go on. I was trying to make sure I had everybody, had you live in. Hello? Does anybody have any questions? Or any comments? Okay, if not, we're going to go on. I'm going to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, Lord God, for faith that goes the distance. We thank you for each and every person, Lord God, that heard the broadcast, Lord. We thank you for your word, for your anointing that destroys every yoke. Lord God, we thank you today. We ask that you cover us from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. In the blood of the Lamb, we bind every spirit unlike the Spirit of God right now in every person under the sound of my voice's life. Lord God, we thank you right now for your word. We ask, Lord God, that you continue to cover us and keep us, Father God. And we thank you, Lord. We want to walk in that faith, Lord God, that goes the distance, that faith that endures. We will not turn back. We will not stop. We will not shut up. We will not sit down. If the devil can stand boldly and proclaim what they want to proclaim and do what they want to do, then so shall your faith. We will stand. We will proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We will speak the word. We will speak the truth without fear, without compromise. Thank you right now, Lord, for your word. We thank you right now, Lord, for your anointing. Help us, Lord God, to stay focused on us, that we don't have time to be looking around to see what somebody else is doing and worry about what they're doing and not doing, but we got to do what you chose and called us to do. We are responsible for ourselves, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we give you all the praise this morning, God. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. Have your way in our lives. We bind every spirit, every witchcraft, every warlock, every demon, every negative spoken word that's been spoken against each and every last one of us under the sound of our voice. We bind it right now in the name of Jesus. We bind up every principality right now in the second heaven. You are a liar, Satan, and you are a defeated soul. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We speak blessings today. I speak blessings and life into each and every person that hears this recording, Lord God. I speak blessings. I speak life in them. In the name of Jesus, we give you all praise, glory, and honor. You all be blessed today. Remember to stand and have that faith that goes the distance. I believe, therefore I receive. If I believe, then therefore all left for me to do is to receive. Receive everything that Christ has died for, he's resurrected for, he's given me all power and authority and anointing on this earth, so I receive everything that he has for me in Jesus Christ's name. Love each and every last one of you all. Until the next time, you all be blessed.